Aber wir haben die Hand. Halten nicht mal nicht das Jahr.
So that's why.
Oma Lady, boy vadino, shvo shla na yidach, nish vil vatel sa mitzvah, shla asi suki. So Rashi says that from this Mishnah, since the Mishnah first mentions that Nishbal Shana Saidua Shuashov, and Nishbal Dova Shev from Yodli Kaim is Shuashov, and then the Mishnah mentions examples of the Vatla Samitzvah, that the reason is why Nishbal Vatla Samitzvah is Shuashov, because the Vatla Samitzvah is what difference does it make how it's Yevshav Yodli Kaim, whether it's Yevshav Yodli Kaim because he takes Yishvua Yishvua Shalishin Yimul Yomim, and it's physically impossible to refrain from sleeping for 3 days, or he says shvur shel aniach tefillin when the Torah requires him, obligates him to put on tefillin. So it's also yefsha. In other words, the tshuva Hashem is leyefsha, just like a physical impossibility. So Rashi says shvur shel aniach bitul mitzvehu hayne dova sheyefsha. So why is nishba levatles a mitzvah shvur shov? Because it's yefsha. That's Rashi. Now that's a chiddush. I mean, one could say maybe it's a special halacha that nishbal vatal samitzvah yishvua shov. It's not based upon yefsha. Yefsha means bimtzias yefsha. So we see from Rashi no that yefsha doesn't mean dafke bimtzias yefsha. If al pedin is not allowed to do it, or if al pedin he's mechuyev to do it, and he takes a shvua to ignore the chayv that is mutal by the Torah upon him, that the Torah was mutal upon him, that's also Yefshah. Now we see that the Rambam says, Nishba shel Yishen Gimul Yomim is Yefshah, and Nishba shel Eichel Shim Yomim is also Yefshah. The Ran is Chelik, he says, why is it Yefshah? It's Yefshah, but then his life will become endangered. But it's Yefshah. So what's the Shittas Rambam? The Shittas Rambam is that if it is possible at the expense of his life, so Mimele, it's also Yefsha. And Teisves in Idorim, and Teisves in Shvues, and so many Rishadim say that if somebody asers all the Perish of Elom upon himself, so it's also Yefsha, because it's impossible to exist without eating Peres. What does it mean it's impossible to exist without eating Peres? It's possible to exist without eating Peres. The whole apoches, when the Rambam says Shvua Shelo Yichel Shiva Yomim, so then he'll die. But I don't think that if a person will refrain from eating peres, what he'll eat meat and he'll drink milk and he'll eat fish and all kinds of drinks, that he'll die. But his health will deteriorate. So we see from these Rishonim that even without dying mamish, as long as it will result in a deterioration of his health, it's also considered yevsha. So, alachas kamo v'chamo, when someone takes his shvuah to be mevatel bar mitzvah, that's certainly yevsha. Anyway, Rashi in shvuah says, and Rashi is midaiket from the Roshna Mishneh, because the Mishneh says, shvuah lishalis sayedua, and shvuah al dovah sheyevsha v'lekaimei, and then the Mishneh mentions examples. So apparently, this levatel dvar mitzvah is shvuah shov on the basis of dovah sheyevsha biyod lekaimei. Dovah sheyevsha v'lekaimei. Now, in respect to dovah sheyevsha v'lekaimei, so the halacha is if somebody takes a shvuah shel yishin gimel yomim, so then malkin esev yoshel al. So Malkin Eisei, because it's a Shvuah Shov, and Yoshel Al, because the Shvuah is not Chal. How would it be if somebody would take an Eder, he would Aser, Ein of Lishino, for 3 days? So there is a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say the Shita of the Ramis, and the Shita of the Roshis, Daftes Vovam Dalev, the Ram and the Rosh, that if somebody would take an Eder, you'll aser in of Lishino for 3 days. So it's not chal, and there is no iser, not even misal rabbanan, nothing. The shita of Rashi is that just as we say daftesvov, Rashi, in Nidorim, daftesvov, Amad Aleph, just as we say, gabi shvue, that malken esiv yoshel alter, so gabi neda too, if someone will take an eder, not to sleep for 3 days, kinemain of the shino for 3 days. So then, malkenesi for bal yacho. And the pshatas it is made, and there are no more rishonim who mention that shita of Rashi. I mean, they don't mention the name of Rashi, but they mention it in such a shita. And teisves in shvuas daf choftes, mentions that teisves in gitten. In Shvuas Daf Choftes or Rav Netam is chemikan the chite, but Teisves in Shvuas Daf Choftes says the chite. Rav Netam agrees with the chite of the Ram, that neder shaloi lishen gimul yomim, so it has no chalisim, so it's nothing. There is no avere. He can fall asleep immediately because it's not chal. But Rashi chite is. He says as follows, There is another shit is Rishonim, that it's not Chal, but mid Rabbonon there is an Isa to take such an Eder. So it's Chayiv Machas Ma'arus. But Rashi, so there are three shittes. The shita of the Ram and the Rosh is there is no Isa altogether. It's not chal, it's no iser, not if it's a rabbanon. Then the shita of Rashi, is that it is chal, but the violation takes place at the time you take the neder, because if you take the neder not to sleep for 3 days, and this is inevitable that I should be able that neder, so mainly the etzem taking of the neder constitutes a violation of the neder. And the Ischayev Malkes Mishim Bal Yachol, Rashi says. Now, we have to say one thing in the Rashi here, Nidorim Daf Tesvov, that Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Rambam. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ram. If Reuven says, Kikri Oser Olecho, and then Reuven gives, hands over the kikah, is machil to Shimon, so, and Shimon eats it, according to the Ram, who is Chayev Malkes, Shimon is chayim, because Reuven asked it on Shimon. But according to the Rambam, Shimon is only the Raniser of Klaitz and Piv Yasi. But who is Eva Bal Yachol, is Chayv Malka Bal Yachol, Ruvein? Even though it's not Tosar and Ruvein, because the Bal Yachol implies a Nisar of being Mechal Dafloye. And Ruvein is the one who made Afloye. Shimon didn't take any Afloye, he's not Mechal, he's Afloye. Shimon is only Eivir on the Yisar that took effect through the Afloye. But he is not Mechal, he's Afloye, Shimon. It's Ruvein's Afloye. So it's a Raya that Rashi holds. Now Rashi Shita is, and there are a number of Rishonim who agree with Rashi, that if somebody says, Kele mei nai lishinom, shleishis yomim, so then, it is chal, but since it's inevitable that he should be there sometimes, so mele, there is a violation, there is a chil afloye, at the time it takes another. So dafke because it is chal. So there is a chil afloye, because in other words, he takes another that is chal, that he is destined to be violated. So that in itself is a chil afloye. So it's a raya that Rashi agrees with Shitas Rambam, that the love of Bal Yachol implies a niser of being mechal afloye, not a niser of being aver, the iser that was neser al dineder, because he didn't aser with his neder, taking such a neder. He asked the shayna in his neder. So how can he behave Bal Yachol in making a neder that is destined to be violated? If we say that Rashi agrees with the Shitas Rambam, so then he can understand. Because just as the Rambam says, when Ruvein is asas his kicker and Shimon, and then Ruvein is machel Shimon, so Shimon is not Eva Bal Yachol. Ruvein is Eva Bal Yachol. So in other words, the Bal Yachol implies an iser of being Michal once afloye. So here too, when someone takes an eder that is chal, but is destined to be violated, it's inevitable. The violation, the chil afloye is inevitable as a result of his afloye. So mimele, the making of the afloye in itself is a chil afloye. But it can constitute a chil afloye only if it is chal. If it's not chal, so just verbiage. So how is a chayach to say chil afloye? So the shita of Rashi is that it is chal. And Rashi obviously agrees with the Shitas Rambam. That does not necessarily mean that the Rambam must agree with Rashi. Even though the Rambam could agree with Rashi, because the Rambam doesn't mention Neder, although she has real time. He doesn't mention it aloha. He mentions Shvuye, but Neder he doesn't mention. So we don't know what the Shitas Rambam is. But Rashi must agree with the Shitas Rambam that the love of Bal Yachol is incumbent upon the Madir, not the Mudir. Madir Mudir. So Rashi Shite in Nidorim is that the Neder is chal, although she has a little time. But since it's inevitable that it should be violated, so the chil afloye takes place right now. So now, according to Rashi, that there is malchus for Bal Yachol, there is malchus for Bal Yachol by Neder because it is chal. But the violation takes place, the chil afloye takes place before he sleeps. So mimele, the same thing could be true of Shvuye too. By Shvuye, there is malchus for Shvuah Shov, but what is true of Neder, that it is chal. But since it's inevitable that it should violate the Neder, so mimele, the violation, the chil afloye takes place at the time of taking the neder, at the time of taking the neder, so that is true so that is true of, that could be true of Shvuye too, could be true of Shvuye too. Now, but you'll say, so Rashi Nozi could hold, and why shouldn't it apply to Shvuye? Monefshech. Just as the neder is chal in neder, so it should be chal in Shvuye too. And then you can say, if it is chal, it wouldn't be Shvuah Shov. No, it's true. If a Shvuye has a chalais, then it's afkoyev shov. But that's only shayach if the chil afloye can take place only as a result of not fulfilling the Shvuye. Mashein came where it has such a chalais that the chil shvuye takes place at the time he takes the Shvuah, then it couldn't be Hafkoye of Shvuah Shov. So Mele, even though there is Malkus for Shvuah Shov, so according to Rashi, there could be, it could be even the love of Vayachle as well. So apparently, now the question arises, now, we ask the Kashi against Rashi Yanozi, Umi we ikel mishma minei, ikoma chayv lashniyo, afel gav da ha nishba lebatles ha mitzvah, din ziras name chayv le vahay din nishba lishtis yay. So the question is, what's the chayv? At the contrary, from there it's a raya that it's not chal. It's not chal, because if it would be chal, it wouldn't be shua shor. So, according to what we are saying now, so even though it is chal, according to Rashi Nidorim, even though it is chal, but the chil afloy takes place right now, not when he sleeps, not when he's ever on the neder, because the etzem taking of a neder that is chal, but which will inevitably result in a violation, that in itself is a chil afloy. So it is chal. So memele, Rashi Shite in Ozer could be in accord with Rashi Shite in Nidorim. So Mimele over there, it is Chal too. But the question is, how does Rashi see from that Mishnah that it is Chal too? So Rashi Shite is, it is Chal. But how can Rashi mention a Raya that it is Chal? Maybe it's not Chal, but it's Rashov, just as Nishma Lishanis Sayidua. Alei Chueven, Aleven Chueit, there it certainly is no Chalitzim, and it's Shvuah Shov. So how does Rashi deduce from that Mishnah that it is Chal? True, Rashi Shite could be, like Rashi Nidor, that by Neder it is Chal, and the Chil Afloy takes place at the time it takes Neder. So the same thing could be true of Shue. So in addition to being given the Istelav of Shvuah Shov, he's also Eva Bal Yachol. Why then? But there is no raya. One couldn't say that if it wouldn't be chal, so then he wouldn't be able the Isar of Shvuah Shov. But we see that one is able the Isar of Shvuah Shov, even though it has no chalaisim. Let's take every shvuah of Rishanis Sayedua, Alei Chueven, Aleven Chueit. So apparently, so I want to mention another akdome, another premise. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shvuos, Mi she nishba shezorak ishplein Yitzrei liyam, v'hu lo yizorak, oi shelo yizorak v'hu zorak, hari ze chayev b'shvuos bitu, v'af al pi she'eni b'lahabo, sh'hari eini yochel yishova sh'yizrik v'shelo yizrik ishpleini, v'chol mi she nishba l'achirem sh'yasu kach v'kach, u lo yasu, afilo ho yubonof v'yishtei, eini chayev b'shvuos bitu, שערי ביודי לוי לקיים ולוי לבטא, ומקיני סימקס מרדוס, שערי ביודי לקיים שבוע זו, ונמצא גרם לשבוע שוב, ולא מוין עלי כמשם שבוע שוב, שערי אפשר לסן אחרים שישמו ממנו, ותזכאים שבוע זה, ונמצא כשמסרן בי, בי שנשבע עשרו הסופיק, שאין לי כנולה. So the Rambam says, that if somebody takes a שבוע, if Reuven takes a שבוע, שבוע שיזרק שימן צרי לים, so it involves a sofik isa shua shov, and it all depends. If ultimately Shimon does not throw tzreliyam, so it's a goyim mitzlem afrei. So it turns out to be shua shov. But if ultimately Shimon does throw tzreliyam, even though bishaite he was nishba, Reuven was nishba, al dova sheyef shaver likaimei, so it's not a shua shov. So immediately there is no malchus as a sofik olam. Now, so the question is this. Now, when someone, if we say that Rashi Nozer agrees with the Rambam, that by Nishba she Yisrik plain Yisrael Yam, so he's only, it's only Shua Shov if ultimately his prediction is not fulfilled. But if ultimately his shvuya is fulfilled, so then he is not aver the iser of shvuah shov. Now that's also the davar sheyef shaver likayim. So in what way is it different than Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah. Now Rashi in Shulia says that every Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah is Yeshua Shov on the basis of Tova Sheyefsha V'Nekayimi, because Tova Sheyefsha V'Nekayimi doesn't make any difference whether it's Yefsha physically or it's Yefsha because the Rebbe Nisholom doesn't allow or because he has no issues. So it's still Yefsha V'Nekayimi. So how is it that now if Ruvain takes Yeshua Sheyizrik Shimon Yisrael Yam, it's also Yefsha V'Nekayimi. So over there it's contingent upon the ultimate non-fulfillment of Ruven Shua. Mashenkin, so we should say, by Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah, if someone says Shua Shul Yaniach Tvilun, so it's a Shua Shov, and it's mentioned the Feresh, it's a Shua Shov, regardless whether he puts on Tvilun or he doesn't put on Tvilun. So even if his prediction is fulfilled and he doesn't put on Tvilun, he's still Chayav Shusha. Now, according to Rashi, that Nishba Levatel Samitzvah is Yeshua Shov, because of Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei, and Nishba Sheyizrik Plein Yitzchil Yam, that's Mamesh Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei, but over there we say that it's contingent upon the non-fulfillment of the Shui. But, and so by Nishbal Vatel Samitzvah, it should also be contingent upon the non-fulfillment of the Shvi'ah. So, it should depend. If, let's say, Ruvain takes a Shvi'ah Shel Ayach Tvilun, and then, he puts on Tvilun, so then he should be Chayav Mishum Shvi'ah Shov. But suppose he doesn't put on Tvilun, so he should be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Tvilun, but he should not be Yivad Yisrael Shvi'ah Shov. And here it's mentioned the Feresh, that regardless whether there is a fulfillment of the Shvi'ah of Lianich Tvilun, or no fulfillment, he's still Chayav Mishum Shvi'ah Shov. So if we say that Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah is not based upon Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei, so then it's not difficult. But if we say that Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah is the same halacha as Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei, so then it should follow that just as in the case of Yizrik Plein Yitzchil Yam, the Rambam says that it's contingent upon the non-fulfillment of the Shvu'ah, so by Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah, which is also based upon Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei, it should also be contingent upon the non-fulfillment. And there the Gemara says that it's not contingent upon the non-fulfillment of the Shvu'ah. So Rashi distinguishes between two kinds of Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei. There is one type of Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei when Ruvin is Nishba and Maisa Acher. So there it's not shayach to say it has chaleisim. I mean, it wouldn't even make sense. It has chaleisim. Ruvin swears that Shimon will throw Yitzchel Yam. He doesn't swear that he will force Shimon to throw Yitzchel Yam. If that will be the Shvu'ah, then it's Efshar Likaimei. But Ruvain swears that Shimon by himself will throw Yitzchel Yam. So it's Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei. There it's not shayach to say it has chaleisim. So there it has no chaleisim at all. So there it is mamesh like Yishvu'ah Anova, where a person swears to ascertain certain facts. But the only difference is when someone swears, let's say, Ochalti lo yachalti, so he swears he's nishba to ascertain an already established fact. When he swears Shvu'ah Sheyizrik Plein Yitzchil Yam, so he swears on an undetermined fact. But there is no chaleisim, it's not shayach to say chaleisim on ma'isa acher. Masha'in kein, and Tova Sheyef Shavir Likaimei, according to Rashi, so it is chal. So that means that he becomes osa to sleep. But since it will inevitably result in a violation, so the violation takes place right now. So mimele, whenever the shvu'ah has a chaleis, so in other words, you know the reason as to why, by nishbal vatlas hamitzvah, so it's a shvu'ah shov, regardless whether there is a fulfillment of the shvu'ah or not. And it's unlike Shvu'ah Sheyizrik Plein Yitzchil Yam, where it is contingent upon the non-fulfillment, because in the In order that Dovah Shvua Shi Al Dovah Shi Yevshav Yodli Kaimei should be a Shvua Shov, so then why is Dovah Shi Yevshav Yodli Kaimei a Shvua Shov? Because it's the same aloha. That's how it's mashma from Rashi. Nishba Lishamis is a Yedua. And Dovah Shi Yevshav Yodli Kaimei is the same aloha. Because Dovah Shi Yevshav Yodli Kaimei is also Lishamis is a Yedua. Because what's Lishamis is a Yedua mean? In other words, he's Nishba Alei to heaven. So he's Mishane the Yodua. And if someone is Nishba Shaloi Isham Gimul Yomim, and so it's also Mishane Sayyidua. So it's also Mishane Sayyidua. But if someone is Nishba Vatl Samitzvah, that's also the Moshev Shabir Likaimim. So the fact that he is Mechuyev to put on film, so when he is Nishba that he will not put on film, it's like being Nishba Alei Shuevet, 11 Shuevets. The only difference is, because in one case, it's already determined that he was Mishane de Yodua. He falsified the facts. If he swears Alei Shuevet, so it's the Shinu HaYodua is already determined. In the case of Nishba Shelo Yishem Gimul Yomim, so if there wouldn't be Chaleisim, then it would also be not determined yet if there wouldn't be Chaleisim. Because suppose there wouldn't be Chaleisim in Al Dovah Shi Yevshav Yodli Kaimei, so when would the Shinu HaYodua take place, be determined? Only when he falls asleep. Not right now, when it's inevitable that he will fall asleep. But if we say that it is Chal, so Mimele, when someone takes a Shvui and it is Chal, so Mimele, when is he Mishan in the Shvui? When he's able to shvui that has chalaisi. So Mimele, in the case of Nishba, Shaloyish and Gimul Yomim, if it hadn't been chal, then the Shinu HaYodua would not take place until he'll fall asleep. Sometimes in 3 days. But until that moment, there wouldn't be any Shinu HaYodua. Masheinkin, if we say that it is chal, so that means he is also to fall asleep. And the shita of Rashi Nidorim is that when one takes a shvuah that has chaleisim and it inevitably will result in a violation, so the violation takes place right now. So since the chil hashvuah takes place right now, so there is a shinu HaYodua right now. Because if it has chaleisim, so mimele, when is he? So he's even the shvuah right now. Even before he falls asleep, he's even the shvuah. And he's mishaker in the shvuah. Because whenever the Rambam paskens that one is chayv malkes for lisishbu shvuah shoker, being in the case of a chalti v'lo yachalti, when it's lashaker, and being in the case of eichel v'leichel. Now, so the chayv malkes is for being nishba lashaker. When is he nishba lashaker? When he takes a shvuah lo yachel? When he eats. But does he say anything? The answer is since the shvuah has chaleisim, so mimele he becomes a nishba l'sheker when it becomes determined that he is a nishba l'sheker when he violates the shvuah. Now, if in the case of nishba al dovah shi yevshav yodli kaimei, so the shvuah is chal and the chil shvuah is right now. So in other words, so there is a Shinu HaYodua. So he's in Nishba L'Sheker right now. Because he's Mechal de Shvue. But if it wouldn't be Chal, if there wouldn't be any Chalaisim, so then he would be, when would he be determined as in Nishba L'Sheker? He would be determined as in Nishba L'Sheker, only later on will he fall asleep. When he falls asleep, so Masha'in came. So this is the Raya of Rashi. Since the Mishnah says, Shvuah Sheichel Kikazuk, V'choza V'omar Shvuah Sheloyachlet, Soll ich schon noch heim und schwer es bitte, weil ich nur heim und schwer es auf. Endet es Menschen beferisch, weil ich nur heim und schwer es auf. Regardless whether he fulfilled, the Shvuah or he didn't fulfill the Shvuah. Even if he fulfilled the second Shvuah and he did eat a kicker. So he's still Chayav Malkes for the second Shvuah Mishum Shvuah Shov. Why? Because, so Rashi Nozer agrees with Rashi Shvuah that it's on the basis of Dovah Shev Shevel Likaime. But Dovah Shev Shevel Likaime, so the Rambam says, Ad Nishbashi is a Tfein Yisrael Yam. So he's not Chayav Malkes Mishum Shov unless there is a non-fulfillment. And because of that, he's never Chayav Malkes because of Hasrasot. So it's contingent. The Yisr of Shvuah Shov is contingent upon the non-fulfillment. Now here, by Nishba Levatel Samitzveh, so it's not contingent upon the non-fulfillment. Why? Because Nishba Levatel Samitzveh is Dovah Shev Shev Likaime, Rashi says. And Dovah Shev Shev Likaime, so Rashi Shite in Nidorim is that it's Chal, but the Chilu Afloye, the violation takes place right now. How does he violate? In the same way as the Madir violates the Bal Yachal when he is Machil the Muda. So here, in taking a neder that is Chal and that is inevitable and that will inevitably result in a violation, so that in itself is a violation. And when someone takes a Shvuah, Leosit, that has a chaleis. So when does he become a Nishba L'Sheker? When he's Eivar on the Shvuah. So if he's Eivar on the Shvuah right now, so the Shina Yodua takes place right now. So that's why he's Chayav Malkes, regardless whether there is a fulfillment of the Shvuah or not. Masha'im came in the case of Shvuah, she is like playing Yisrael Yam. So there it has no chalaisim. If it has no chalaisim, so it can only be Shvuah or Shov. When already determined, a Shov only if there will be a non-fulfillment. But if there is a fulfillment, then it's not Shov. But where it has chalaisim, so the moment you are aiming on the Shvuah, so then it becomes Shov by then. So that's the raya, that it's Chal, because if it wouldn't be Chal, then the Mishnah wouldn't say that it's Chayav Mishum Shov in any event, even in the event that the Shvuah is fulfilled. So that's the raya of Rashi. Now, the Rambam says here, V'nimtzo k'she masri mebe, b'eshe nishba, hasro asofik she leikin olero, elim k'in laf she boi mifurish batero, k'mo she yitzboya b'hilchas haneder. So, that is very strange. Why does the Rambam say Elohim Keino Lav Sheboi Mifurish Batoy? So the Gror in Yeradeye says that there was a Rosh Teves in the Rambam. He says it's Bo that there was a Rosh Teves in the Rambam, and that the Rosh in the Rambam was like this: V'nimtzo k'she masrim boi be'ei she'nishba asro sofik she'ein loikin olel. Elo im hoyo, and the Rambam wrote, Elo im kein hoyo, lav sheboi maise. So he abbreviated sheboi maise, shin beis mem. So then the Gros says that the matvis, he saw this abbreviation, shin, that's what the Gros says, shin beis mem. Actually, the Rambam wrote, Elo im kein hoyo, lav Sheboi Maise, Shin Beis Mem. Sheboi Maise. But the Matvis saw Shin Beis Mem, so he drew the conclusion, what does it mean, Shin Beis Mem? It means, Lav Sheboi Mifuresh Bateo. But the Rambam wrote was not, Elohim Kein Hoyo Lav Sheboi Mifuresh Bateo, but the Rambam wrote, Elohim Hoyo Kein Lav Sheboi Maise. So the Gro explains it. Because in this case, so there is no Malkes, because actually, if the Halacha, now, all the Nesikelim raise the question against the Rambam, why does the Rambam say it's Asrasofik? The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yechanan, the Asrasofik Shmuasoi. The Rambam, Hirash, and Chesaneder, So, the Rambam distinguishes between Hasroi Sofi Kinelav Shebim Furi Batei Roim Kodeo. So, since when is Luisise Shemelchachol Ashov Elav Shebim Furi Batei Lamin? So, it's very strange. So according to the Gro, the Pshat is as follows. You see, when do we pasten that Hasroi Sofi Kishma Hasroi? That's only in the case where at the time of the Hasroye, so he knows that he'll be Mechuyev Mise. Let's say, Hikoeze, Vichoza, Vichoeze. So he knows that he is Mechuyev Mise. But he doesn't know whether it's for this Akoye. In other words, one is a Sofik Ben Zayin Lerishin or Ben Tez Leachre. And so two possible fathers. And he was female both. And they were masre. But, so it is a sophic. It is a sophic whether he is, it this one is the father and that one is the father. So we pass in such a case that asroi sophic shmo asroi. Masheike, if it's not a vada, if it's not determined whether he's chayiv mise, so then that kind of asroye is certainly no asroye, even according to Rabbi Eichner, because this is what Teisva says in Sanhedrin, because then it's lacking in the hiter atzmi lemisi, in the hiter atzmi lemisi. Let's say, if it's hiko eze, v'choza v'hiko eze, and they are masrei. Now don't hit this man, and don't hit this man, because one of the two is certainly your father, and he is decided to hit both. So there is no chison hiter atzmi lemisi, because he knows that By hitting the two of them, you'll be chayiv mise. But according to Mandoma, Asroi Sofik lo Shma Asroi, so it's not Asroi. Mashenke according to Mandoma, Asroi Sofik Shma Asroi, it is Asroi. But in this case, if, let's say, he takes a shvui, there is a special aloche, that on shvui shov, you are chayiv malkes, even though it's lafshin b'maisi. It's a special zera sakosu. Kelo yinaki. So bezin shomayo yinaki. So it's especially Zer Sakosov. So that is only Shayech if it is Borur and determined at the time of the Ma'isa Veireh that he is going to be Chayiv on that love. But in this case, when he takes his way, Shvue Sheyizreik Plein Yitzreel Yam. Shvue Sheyizreik Plein Yitzreel Yam. So at that time, so it's contingent upon the non-fulfillment. Upon the non-fulfillment. And the non-fulfillment takes place later on. So Memele, the Maisa Aveira is consummated later on when it is realized, when the non-fulfillment of Lo Yizreik Pleini is realized. If he takes a Shvua, Shvua She Yizreik Pleini Tzreel Yai Mocha. So when does it become determined that a non-fulfillment, that the Shvui is not fulfilled, if at sunset, Mocho, so the Pleini was not Zeri the Tzreliyam. So Mimele, when is the Maisa Avere? The Maisa Avere consummated. It's consummated only later on. So if the Aloche had been that there is Malkes and Lav Shein B'Maise, so he says, so in other words, the Maisa Aveira is not Nigma. In the case of Nishba, let's say, Lishanis Sayodua, Aleichu Even, so then it's also Lafshem B'Maise. But then it's Lafshem B'Maise, but there is a special Zer Sakosuv, that if Bisho She Nishba, Yotso Shvua, Lesheka Mepiv, or Leshov Mepiv, so even though it's Lafshem B'Maise, so it's Chayim Malkis. Mashenkin here in this case, where is Nishba? She is like plain Yitzchel Yam. She is like plain Yitzchel Yam. So Mimele. So it's contingent upon the non-fulfillment. And the non-fulfillment, so when does it become determined that he was even alive of Lesisha Shemel Kechol Ashov? Not now, because maybe the Pleini, before the sons of tomorrow sets, the Pleini will be Zeir Yitzchel Yam. So when does it become determined that he is a Nishbal Ashov, he is a Nishbal Asheker, or a Nishbal Ashov? Only at sunset tomorrow, when it becomes determined that he was Nishbal HaShekel Nishbal HaShov. He becomes a Nishbal HaShekel Nishbal HaShov only at sunset tomorrow. So at sunset tomorrow, when his Avere of Nishbal HaShekel is consummated, there is no Maise. So this is what the Rambam says. So this is the Rambam says, V'nimtzo kishe masrim bei, bein she Nishbal HaShekel HaSofik. To be Michuyev for the Maise of making the Shvuyeh, that's HaShekel HaSofik. And then there is not even a Hiteratz Melumalkes. Even according to Mandoma, that Asrasofik Shmo Asrei. But when does it become verified, ascertained, that he was in Nishbal HaSheker and Nishbal HaShov? Only when the sun of tomorrow sets and the Pliny has not thrown the Tzreel Yam, or if he takes a Shvuah She Shaloi Yizrek Pliny Tzreel Yam, and then the next morning the Pliny does throw the Tzreel Yam. So then he becomes determined as a Nishbal HaSheker, as a Nishbal HaShov. So at that time he doesn't do anything. So Memeila Itzlav Shem Emaise. So this is what the Rambam wrote, the Kos says. V'nimtzo kishemasrim be'bishor be'ish Nishba hasro asofik she'in leikim olel elo im kein hoyo lav shem Emaise. But here, when is the Maise Avere consummated? When it is determined that he is in Nishbal HaShekel HaShov. At that time, he doesn't do anything. So it's in the Maise. And when does he do a Maise for which there could be Malkes, even though it's a Kibes Rosai? That is at the time when he takes the Shvuah. But at that time, it's not even determined. So it's a Shosofik. So there is no Brires, there is no Hiteratz Malkes. So that's why he couldn't get Malkes. This is how the Gemara explains. But anyway, we see from this Rambam that when someone takes a Shvuah, Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei, and the Shvuah has no Chalaisim, then it's contingent upon the non-fulfillment of the Shvuah. Masha'im ki nishbal vatlas ha-mitzvah, so Rashi says, it's also based upon the Halach of Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei, and there it's not contingent upon the non-fulfillment. Why? Obviously, so that's Rashi's Raya, because by Nishbal Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei, and Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah has a din of Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei, so it has Chalaisim, but like every other Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei, it has Chalaisim, and the violation takes place right now. So Memele, since it's Chal, and he violates right now, so Memele is determined right now. But if it wouldn't be chal, so then the Mishnah wouldn't say that under all circumstances it would be chayav malkes for the second shvuah, even if the shvuah is fulfilled. Because then it would be contingent. The fact that the Mishnah says that it's chayav malkes mishum shvuah shov, regardless whether the shvuah is fulfilled or not fulfilled, it's unlike Shvuah she'yizrek pliny tzreel yam, that is contingent. So Shvuah she'yizrek pliny tzreel yam is also Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei, and this is Dovar She'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei. So what's the difference? The answer is the Shvuah she'yefshev Yod L'Kaimei of Shvuah she'yizrek pliny tzreel yam, that's a Shvuah ma'isa achirim. It couldn't have chalaisim. So memele it's a Shvuah without chalaisim. A Shvuah without chalaisim cannot be a shov until it is determined. Masha'in came, a Shvuah with Chalaisim, so also until it is determined. The L'shov and the L'sheker is determined. But since it has Chalaisim, and the violation takes place right now, so it is determined, the Sheker and the Shov is determined right now, in the same way as the Sheker of Shvuah She'eichel or Lo Yeichel is determined the moment he's ever on the Shvuah. So that's the cloud. If the Shvuah has Chalaisim, so the violation of the Shvuah determines the Sheker and the Shov of the Shvuah. But if the Shvuah does not have Chalaisim, so then it is determined the Sheker and the Shov is only determined when it's not fulfilled. But if it is fulfilled, so then the Sheker and the Shov is not determined. And here the Mishnah says that Nishba al kika sheyichlenu v'chozav nishba shvuah shalo yichlenu. So al hashniyo chayev mishum shvuah shov, even If the second Shvua is fulfilled, so obviously the Sheker and the Shov was determined before, at the time of the Shvua. Well, how could it be determined at the time of the Shvua? Why is it that by Shvua Shnis Leklin Yisrael Yam, the Sheker and the Shov is not determined at the time of the Shvua? But later on, the answer is, by Shvua Shnis Leklin Yisrael Yam has no Chaleisim. So the Shvua is determined only later on. Mashenkin here, it has Chaleisim. So it's determined the moment he violates the Chaleis. And when is the violation? Right now. So Mimele, he is Chayev, Mishum Shov, regardless whether the Shvua is fulfilled or not.
I spent so much time on the first Teretz of Reb Chaim. Now, Reb Chaim himself rejects the first Teretz, and then he says, Valki mir alayim avidah sarambam, yibemes areihot in mikveh nimitaya bechol shuv, ho'ein ze psu bi'etzem amayim, v'ragdim chisorin shio yeishbeh, ditach yaloche, dibino memso, ulfizeh. So it's not a zakosu. Mayon doesn't need memso. Mikve needs. Everything needs memso. But in Mayon, there is never a diminution of memso. Why? So, why, as the Simba says, because Mayon has the capacity of emanating from itself an inexhaustible and an unlimited supply of water. So you always have memso. It's not, if the Shia had been 1,000 so, Mayon would have 1,000 or 2. So in other words, there is a requirement of memso, but in Mayon there is never a chisong of shiur. Ufizeh, Mayon dimtaya b'chol shu, mei shemei, meil alatz metaya k'mur b'chol shu, harit moikei meil gam lehashlim, chisongin ha-shiur shel mei mikre, v'binon b'memso dachki, v'chshehei mechuborim in Mayon, harayish kam shiur sholim ha-mashlim. Ufizeh, harai niche, hod the ribol of mayim shuvim lishor lemayon l'taya b'chol shuv. Kivin de al midei ha-mayon, ein kan chison shio gam bimei ha-mikre. V'chulei mikve sholimu, v'lo yich paslon, gam kein, v'ma, v'mei mikve haven rubik. In other words, and there is big, so it's off, so in other words, so mimele, it should not be toher, it should not be mitaya b'chol shuv. So chode, so Reb Chaim says here two things. Chode da'akate ha'arim.